Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday BBS radio show. The day today is May 2nd, 2018. So let's clear the date for everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that feels pretty good. Let's energize the light bean or beans on your monitor screen. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you happen to have a situation happening that's causing you problems, it'll get you out that one timeline. So here we go, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, just got back from the expo in San Mateo. So we'll put Michelle on. So, Michelle, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am ready to go. And, yes, it was a fantastic expo. Wow, we talked to so many people. So many people were introduced to your work, Ron, through doing personal healing sessions with you. And also, of course, the meetings that you have on Saturday and Sunday with anybody can come and listen to you speak about what's going on and what's currently happening. So I think people find that very interesting, and it's a really great introduction. So it was really cool. Quite a following was always around the booth and listening to you speak, and it was really nice. So is your next one going to happen in October?
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see here.
I'm checking into the contact one on the desert. Maybe do some healings there. I'll know in a few days here. And then we'll just see what happens with that. So anyway, yeah, but October is one for sure. So,
cool. What is the contact one in the desert?
It's people talk about UFOs and aliens and different things, sightings or whatever. And so I don't know. I might go to that one. Just to show up there and to maybe do some healing work or, you know, talking or something. I'll know more in a couple of days probably to see if they can get me in there. It's already like a month before, some of these happening in a month, so I wouldn't have probably a lot of advertisement like the other people getting in there late, we'll say. But we'll just see what happens. I'll find out.
Okay. Neat. Well, we have somebody that wrote in today, and I believe that they got on a conference call, and this just happened today, so I'm not sure if this is the first section of conference calls that they have ever had, so they're kind of new to this, and what they're hearing on the phone is you counting, and then they're also hearing you say another one of your choice. And I was hoping that you could explain that a little bit for some of the newbies if they want to get on the conference call so they know what to expect and what's happening.
Well, when you're on the call, you're requesting healing for something in your body. So as I do the counting there and do like the 100, 1,000, 2,000, that's just numbers that I'm using to help facilitate the clearing. But it's up to you to, you know, be conscious and request your own particular healing. And so then at that point, and on the website, you know, it might, if you have audio on your computer, it does say that too. And then you choose another, type of situation or the same. Remember, you have to request something. You just can't be on a call and not request anything because the light beings are not going to respond to you. So you have to request your particular type of healing or modality, a situation that you have, we'll say. So back to you.
Okay, right. So when you're saying another one of your choice, you're saying out loud or you're thinking about the body part that you're feeling pain in or that you need work on because you know that it's had an issue there. So you're saying like my right knee. Is it like that?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So then, And if this is new to you and you feel that you may want to mentally just, you know, knock out a little bit during the call, or that that has a tendency to happen, which it does with some people, and that's perfectly normal, you can write on a note or a piece of paper, hey, light beings, please heal my right knee or body part that you need worked on, so that they can basically read that and leave the piece of paper on you if you're laying down, and then they can constantly work on that spot in your body so that you can mentally shut down if you need to, otherwise known as falling asleep. So I hope that answers it. Yeah, and when Ron is counting, he's commanding the energy. That is how he's doing it. Sometimes he doodles. If you were live with him, you would see him moving his hands. But he has to move the energy or command the energy sometimes. So sometimes he's actually silently doing this, but sometimes you hear him counting. So if it's silent, just know that you're on a call and Ron is doing the work, but you have to name the body parts that you want worked on. Okay. Well, I was actually going to go over a couple things, Ron, about the timeline crashes, because there was some questions that came up this weekend. So I'm actually going to go to a note that I wrote to myself, and it is attached to my computer downstairs where I run timeline crashes, and I will get that information. So is there any healings that you could do while I'm doing that?
I could do a clearing for the your hair follicles, I guess. That'd be good. You're looking for hair. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And doing that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So we'll see if you're back, Michelle.
Yes, I am. Okay. So I am here, and I'm just going to open up the window a little bit and so I can look at it. But for people who have done this before, or maybe timeline crashes are new to you because you did get a lot of interest at the booth this weekend. So what they are is basically a timeline is a possible reality that is created in your mind or is already occurring. And you can get on timelines by seeing something happen. So, for example, to use an example because then you can kind of understand a little bit more. But let's say you're driving down the street and one day you see a car accident. And then a week later you see another car accident. And by this time you're thinking, oh, well, that's, you know, don't usually see that. And it could be anything. But if you're seeing that, you are, you know, possibly on that timeline. So it may occur for you at some point, and you don't want that to, but you are on the timeline now because you have seen it occur, or you are somehow emotionally connected, or you have paid attention to it. Okay, so let's just say that you're on that timeline. So then you're going to buy the timeline crash, and it is, you can look that up on the website, timeline crash, and it's best probably to buy the unlimited version, which is the advanced parallel life programs, and that one is for $150. And the reason I say that that is a great one to get is because you can use it indefinitely. And many of us are on so many timelines that we take for granted that it's just part of our life or kind of just the way our life is going, but actually we're on that timeline. So, and you'll start to discover it the more you know about it, the more you work on these and you crash them, and then you go, oh my gosh, this is working. you'll want to crash more because you realize that you can kind of help your reality a little bit better, you know? So basically what you're going to do is buy this timeline crash, and then you're going to open 7 different windows, and there's 7 different aspects or ways that the timelines can go. And this was recently discovered, I would say maybe a year and a half ago, Ron. You were like, oh, you know, there's more timelines than just putting in your name in the box. There's different kinds of timelines that people are on. So the 7 different kinds are this. One is regular. And by regular, I mean you're just going to put your name in the box and nothing after it. Okay, so that's just the regular timeline that maybe you see in your general reality. The second one is vortex. So on the same timeline of the car accidents, for example, there are vortexes within those. And you're going to put the word vortex after your name. The third one is tangent. So there are tangent timelines that you can't see, but they do exist. And you're going to put the word tangent after your name. And the fourth one is sideways. They're going to write the word sideways after your name. The fifth one is upside down. So there are upside down timelines. They're all just different ways that the aliens had set up a long time ago to kind of take us down the timeline. So upside down is the fifth one. The sixth box, you're going to have your name, and then you're going to write in muscle memory. And this is the way that your muscles have memorized that things have been going. Like, let's say the incarnation is a timeline and your muscles have that memorized within your DNA. So if you crash that as a timeline, then hopefully you will forget it in your entire body. The seventh way is just called invisible. So you're going to put your name and then you're going to write the word invisible. So the 7 different aspects, again, are just the regular one, your name, and then vortex, tangent, sideways, upside down, muscle memory, and invisible. So those are 7 different windows. But they're going to decide on what timeline to crash, okay? So that's going to be a short little description. But before you get there, if you're looking at the timeline box, if you have this thing, you can look at it right now, bring it up on your computer. But if you don't have it yet, and you want to memorize the directions or have them just mark the show and so you can come back to it and listen to them. So the very top little box, it will be checked. It says, select the timeline to crash. Uncheck that box. Because you don't want to have to constantly go in and tell the light beams which timeline to crash. You want them to go consecutively one after the other. And how you're going to do that is, In the box where it says you can choose which, you know, that for you to write in the timeline that you're crashing, you're going to write in crash all timelines consecutively, all parts. So again, that's crash all timelines consecutively, all parts. And then a colon. And then you're going to write, as for our example, car crashes or car crash. Okay, but the key is to write crash all timelines consecutively, all parts. And then you're going to choose whatever you believe this has to do with. So that is under select a non-emotional issue, and there's a huge drop-down box. And if you think that the aliens are doing this, or if it's something that you created, or if it was created with some other method that's listed in the box, you can choose that. Oh, Don, do you have anything to say about that little section of the different choices that we have on there?
Boy, people have just have a lot of success doing that. I can't really say, you know, one is better than the other or not to do one. You know, where you might feel some kind of resistance on doing something on one of the clearings might be just what you need. So anyway, that's what all that I can say. Just do those crashes. I'll do one now for everybody. Another one here. We did one when we first started the show. So think of a situation that you're dealing with. And you might want to go back maybe in your teen years. Because that's still affecting your life now. So let's do that. Here we go. So 1, release in the timeline from your situation being a teen. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay, you may want to get up and walk a little bit and just see how you feel. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good. Thank you, Ron. So I'm going to just continue a little bit with just a few more things about the timeline crash. So then there's another box right under the first box, and it says optional dream timeline removal. And you can kind of leave that open until you have a dream that you remember. You can just try a short description of the dream in there, because dreams are also timelines. So this is your chance to write a little description of the dream you had last night that you still remember, and you will not have that dream again because you will be taken off the timeline of the dream that you saw. So that's
also,
kind of a nice little.
And also everything that's dealing with, you know, your dreams and parallel lives are timelines. So we can interchange, or you can interchange those words, you know, being on a timeline, or you know, you can say, I have a parallel life here. It's the same thing. So you might recognize a parallel life knowing that you're out there doing stuff. You wake up in the morning with bruises. You're living your parallel life somewhere, and you got bruises. Maybe the dream didn't come true, but you got a bruise on your body. How and why that happened? Well, you're living that life where you got bruised. And so, even though you don't have a dream, you want to crash that incident of waking up having a bruise on your body, because you're living that. You just don't have the consciousness, awareness to know that it, you know, that it's real for you, but you're still out there having that done. So you may want to do 1,000 timeline crashes if you have some kind of pain that you brought back, because that's pretty bad. So back to you.
Yeah. Okay, so then, You scroll down, and this is before you've even started the timeline crash. You scroll down, and all the boxes in section one or part one should already be checked. But I believe there's a part two, and then it says step 21. You need to check those. And then there's also part three, step one and two. Check those too. Just more stuff that's going to get done. More different ways that all the timelines are coming at you and that are going to crash. And then you're going to write in the amount of time that you want them to run for, and the life beams are just going to go from, you know, the first timeline crash to as long as it runs. Every few seconds, they're going to crash another timeline. So did you want to talk about that, Ron? I think it used to take longer, and I think it goes even faster now.
Can you repeat that, Michelle? I had a bad connection.
Yeah. Well, how the timelines used to say that if you run it this way, that a new timeline will be crashed every 5 seconds. And now I think it's even faster.
Yeah, very possible. Yeah, we had a lot of changes done.
Okay. So it doesn't quite matter per se, but you just want to put in an amount of time, and then the light beams will just do as many as they can within that amount of time. And then when it's done, if you feel, you know, you're still out there, or there's other people still out there on those timelines, you can run it for longer. And then you press start and you just let it run. And when that is done, so let's say you ran that for 1,000 minutes, and you feel that it's finished and that you're no longer on those timelines, then you're going to open another window under the same clearing. And the only difference is you're going to call this one Space Time Crashes. And how you're going to do that is you're just going to write your name, nothing after it, so the 7 different ways that for the original timeline crashes. So you're just going to write your name in the Space Time box. But in the first box, you're going to write Crash All Space Time consecutively all parts, and then car crashes or whatever the timeline is that you're trying to get off of. And you're going to run that for 10% of the time that you ran the timeline crash for. So if you ran the timeline crash for 1,000 minutes, you're going to run the space-time crash for 10% of that time. Okay, so I hope that that is clear. It'll make things go very quickly. In the old days, we used to start it over and over again and say timeline crash one, timeline crash two. And it took quite a while. So this is a way to, you know, just let the light beams just run with it. They just crash them as they keep coming up. And then, wow, you can get so much done. It's quite remarkable. You can literally see reality change. And other people that are on that timeline will come off of that timeline. And you can actually see things like changes will happen in the world. It's really amazing. Well, there you go. Timeline crashes 101.
That's good.
Yeah, we had a lot of questions about that this weekend. So, okay. Well, Ron, now that I have explained that about timeline crashes and you've done a timeline crash healing, is there any other healings that you would like to do, or?
Let's see here. I'll take an orb off of you. So let's deal with an orb or orbs that could be connected to your lungs. So here we go. Let's release them out of your lungs. And the most I can get at one time is 10. So we'll just see what happens here. So I'll count to 50 to release them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Great. So, see how your breathing is doing. Maybe we'll get some testimonials. So, back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Well, we do have a couple other questions, and thank you, Ron, for that. So, this one that's just up, it says, somebody feels that they have what they see as foreign objects in the eyes, or it could be a condition, they're not quite sure, but they're wondering what to do about them, how they could make that situation better, and asking for suggestions, wondering if the special clearing would work.
The special could work. You might even try the body jump start, and then, you know, we have boxes where you can put another in and do something with your eyes. And maybe even the alien attack page might work, and put eyes in there in one of those clearings.
Yes, and then hopefully it will start to dissipate or it'll feel different. But the special one is really great, yes, because you can target, say, you know, this is occurring with my eyes. And the body jump start is really good because I believe what's in there is something for the lymphatic system, and it could be something like that. You know, you just never know what could be causing it. So, well, Ron, on Saturday, you have another special call happening. It's going to be May 5th, the bone and bone marrow healing session. Did you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's what it'll be. I can't just try much about that, so that'll be that. And then we have kind of a follow-up the last Saturday of the month, and it starts at 1 o'clock for both events, and both calls are $20 apiece. And the one at the end of the month, I know we're doing the clone skin removal out of your, out of your lungs, too, with, you know, also on your body. And there's two other clearings with that. That'll probably be before it. So both can be very good. I think one's going to be with blood. Let's see. Do you have the information in front of you?
I do. I have. So it says Saturday, May 5th. It's going to be at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And there is a prerequisite for the bone and bone marrow healing session. It's the emotional body clearing and the mental body clearing. And the call itself is only $20, which is a great price because Ron works on you for quite a while and is very thorough. So let's, because we may have some newbies who are wondering, oh my gosh, I would like to do that call, but I don't have the emotional and mental body. What you could do is get the emotional because you're just going to want it anyway because it's so awesome. And then you can email Ron, and Ron's email, I believe, is still creationlightship@yahoo.com. So you email Ron, and you say, hi, Ron, I bought the emotional body clearing, and you can actually forward your receipt to him as well if you'd like. And I would like my second one for half price. And he's going to email you back a response. And then you can get your mental body clearing for half the price. And how you do that is you put in half your age when you buy it. But then when you run it, you, of course, run it for your whole age, so it clears your entire life. So you can get those two done, and then you can pay another $50 for each one unlimited. You can use them unlimited. But it's good to have them run at least once before this call, and well worth it. So, because we have all these other calls coming up too, which are really nice to have, and I think $20 is just a fantastic price to do these special calls. So, thank you for doing all those, Ron. They're really fantastic. And wait, you're breaking up a little bit.
Was there any interesting questions from people at the expo that was kind of out of the ordinary?
Let me see here. We do have a lot of questions, so let's see here. It's kind of hard to tell just from reading the... But, okay, so I listened to the Saturday archive, and you released insults and hurt feelings, and I started to cry. Wow. Not hysterically, but tears flowed. I have never experienced this before. Why did this happen?
Well, if you reacted to it, that means that that's in your backyard, and that's in your field of energy. So you have just resonated to that energy that's stored inside of you that deals with that issue, many issues. So that's quite interesting. So now you know what you need to clear out of yourself. So that's an internal problem that your body is having, and so it responded to that. So back to you.
Okay, so if you wanted to go over that again, yeah, you could find out what that date was. I don't know if you wrote it down. Or you could go into a healing and write in insult and hurt, like actually write that in there, or if there's ones that you that come up for you, you can put them in there and have them taken out. Which healing would you suggest specifically, Ron?
Well, that's hurt feelings possibly, you know, try that, but they're both separate issues.
Right.
And you might even try doing the self-empowerment clearing and see if anything else pops up.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The one that's so amazing, I have to say, we don't talk about it enough. And it's so great. It has such a huge drop-down list of possibly every little thing that could have happened to somebody as they're growing up that would knock down their confidence or, you know, I guess, be like an insult or possibly a hurt. And it just goes through all those things. It works really good. Really good one to have. Okay, so somebody wrote, let's see, helpful hint. I have multiple computers and run many clearings, and I'm always looking for a way to streamline the process. Here's the latest tweak. I set the home page of my browser on each computer to the healing login page for instant access, so that's the Creation Lightship main page. This is also helpful because the computers remember the logins for every clearing I've purchased. This has really sped things up. And it also bypasses the headline news. Yes, so you don't have to see any of that. I have the same thing going on, so every time I open a window, it's the Creation Lightship page. And then if I want to start a healing right away, I don't have to see any news or anything. It's great. And I attribute this stroke of genius to the latest brain clearing. I'm feeling so clear and strong in my thinking. Thank you, Ron. Awesome. Thank you, listener. That's very good. Very good idea. Okay. Let me find another. I don't see a lot here from what looks like new people, although they could be kind of hidden in here. But they could still be finding the radio show. So we did explain to some people that came to the convention that, you know, there's tons of great archives, and we do 4 live radio shows, and I heard you say that to a lot of people as well. So eventually they will start writing in, but thank you to all the people who have written in over the last few days. Okay. When you say the mind controls the body, you must be talking about the people who haven't had much or, if any, clearing work. The people who have been with the website a while should have more of the spirit moving in their body. Is this correct? I feel my spirit moves my body now.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, that is correct.
Good, yeah. So the more clearings you do, yeah, it's kind of a new concept to people, but I was explaining to somebody who was new, I said the more you're pulling that darkness out, whatever those densities are, mental, emotional, physical, then you want to have the spirit integration on as well, so that your spirit is being brought back into your body. Okay, so on this next one, this is a question about coffee. I don't drink coffee very often, maybe once a month, but my body is asking for coffee on certain times and always likes it. Is coffee an okay thing to drink? I'm drinking some today and the first time in over a week. My body really wants and likes coffee because it talks to me. I like coffee as well. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I gave it up probably 40 years ago, so... I can't tell you about that, but make sure it's not an entity wanting to drink coffee.
Right. It's interesting. There's every now and then I read these articles, you know, is coffee good, is coffee bad? And there's, I don't know, it seems like maybe the consensus is that if you drink too much, you can burn all your adrenals. But, yeah, don't drink too much and don't get addicted. But every now and then, I would think that the person is not addicted. But is it an entity? Who knows? They could do an entity removal for wanting to drink coffee. But the good things that I've heard about it is sometimes if you don't have the enzymes or you tend to be so relaxed that you fall asleep, then, you know, coffee can help or at least get you to that point of being, you know, aware, or maybe get rid of a headache. So it's interesting. There's all sorts of opinions and research about it. Okay. This person must have heard the UFO panel from the New Life Expo. So this is what they have to say. Thank you for that. I wonder if you could kindly send me another link. Okay, I'm not sure if it's for that. Okay. He says that he is much better physically, but he seems to feel that he's crashing mentally a little bit. Okay. Things are a little chaotic. It could be because things are just kind of changing. I seem to have lost, he's lost a lot of the programs that he was dealing with previously. And he's wondering if others are losing their programs and things are having, you know, he's having to kind of re-navigate how things are going. Okay. Okay, he does do the Be Here Now a lot, and it does help. And that's it. He says, have a great day. So, I'm not sure. I can't even remember the UFO panel right now. I do remember hearing it, and I don't know if I heard all of it. But I think he had just heard some of that. So I will revisit this one later, listener, and we'll see if we can get you any more information about that particular one. Okay. This says room neck. Yes, thank you. My daughter had a very painful neck issue as she trains heavily for long Ironman bike run. Thank you. So you must have done a healing on people's necks. I don't know if that was on... Oh, yeah, that was a couple days ago. I think that was actually on one of the calls, either the Saturday or Sunday call. I think you did a neck clearing, and so this woman must have had that been helped for her daughter as well. So she's just thanking you. Okay. Okay. This one says, hi, I haven't been employed for a long time. I handed my resume in where I am volunteering. I feel I belong there, and yet I'm afraid to get hired. Like, it almost feels as if she's giving up her freedom. So she did the self-empowerment, fear of success, failure clearing. It says unworthy, fear of clearing. And she feels she needs something more. But I know, what would you say about that, Ron? You know, we have this wonderful opportunity in many countries to be able to have employment and make money and to have our choice in doing what we want in most cases, which is fantastic because in many cultures throughout the world, throughout time, that has not been the case. But I also get it when somebody says, too, that going to a job makes me feel like they're giving up their freedom or as if they're a slave to that corporation.
Yeah, it's probably true, you know. I don't know what else to say. Just do some clearings because you have to get a job or need to work to have an income so you can spend money. So you got to work to spend money, and, you know, you should be at peace with whatever you're doing. Find out, you know, where your blockages are and clear that away from you.
Well, do you think that maybe a person has a blockage of they have been a slave in another time or place, and so they just feel it very strongly that this kind of mirrors that, and they just don't want to go there. But yes, you know, not having money is not really a good plan either. So would you do the poverty clearing or, let's see, poverty self-empowerment? To maybe
yeah,
make
a bundle.
It better.
We got a prosperity bundle. You might want to try that.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Yeah, to make it the person's choice that, okay, I'm working with good people, I'm not hurting myself, I can do this. It's, you know, it's beneficial to me in the way that I can organize my day in such a way that I make money at this amount of time, and then I do this. You know, I have my life that I want to have privately. Yeah, instead of just, you know, using, you know, positive affirmations or whatever, but I think the self-empowerment, yeah. And there's a whole bundle for that. So at least you recognize that, well, yeah, you're giving up a little bit of your freedom, it's true. But you also have more freedom because you have money, and it does kind of buy you a little bit of freedom to do what you want with it. So that's kind of nice. Okay, I hope that helps. I see that you've done the self-empowerment, so I don't have it in front of me right now, so I don't know all the different sections of that. I'm going to see if I can pull it up real quick, though. Because maybe there's one, maybe, I don't know if it has multiple things, but if it does, I would say go through every single one of them. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to take a look at this one. Oh, yeah, this one is great. Okay, so let's talk about the self-empowerment healing. Because it's so cool. Self-empowerment healing. Okay. It goes through thoughts and feelings stuck and paralyzed, and oh my goodness, there is a list of 39 various aspects, I would say, that could possibly be in play coming from yourself, or there's another list of things that it could be coming from. So you could do each one of those aspects. So the first one is like stuck or paralyzed. The second one is unworthy. The listener mentioned that they had done the unworthy one. Being victimized, overworked, overwhelmed, all those things would have to do with maybe being at a job that you weren't feeling too excited about. Okay. And then what is causing my situation is another section. And the first one that comes up is my negative thoughts. The second one is other people's negative thoughts, mind programs, alien mind control, spells, curses, hexes, websites, organizations, unknown, or other, if you know what else it could possibly be. But for each of the thoughts and feelings, you could run through what is causing the situation so you get it from all angles. And I believe at one point I did do all these, and it really does work. All of a sudden, those kind of things don't exist anymore, and you see that, oh, you know, it's okay to trade my time, you know, as long as I feel like I'm getting enough out of it so that I can have the freedom to do what I want with my money. So hopefully that works with you, listener. And, you know, if you did feel that you belonged at your job, I don't know. I guess you have to decide whether or not you want to do that or something else. Okay, let's see here. Oh, best archives ever. This must have been played over the weekend, Ron. It was from May 21st, 2016. It says, Ron takes us to a golden light, golden planet of light. Yay! That was a good one. So if anyone wants to hear that one again, it was from May 21st in 2016. I kind of vaguely remember this, Ron. You took us to the golden planet of light, and we could, like, feel gold. We could, like, touch gold. It's kind of fun. Okay. All right. I'm just seeing what else is here. Feet clearing. Ron recently did some feet clearings on shows. Well, the shoes that I have are hand-me-downs. I went out and bought new ones. I feel so much better. The same with clothing. Bought some new clothes as well. Basically, I don't like shopping, and I had shoes and clothes for decades. Oh, my. Well, could you maybe go over around what could be happening if you're using somebody else's outfit?
Well, you definitely want to, you know, wash it and maybe do a clearing on it. It could be alien critters in there or little bugs that bite, or and bugs that bite. So you want to do, you know, some clearings to get rid of the energy on it. And the clothing could even have psychic attack energies on it from cordings. And it could have been for somebody who died. So now you're wearing death energy on you because it's attached to your skin, and you had a great buy at something for somebody who is no longer living. And maybe the entity that that person had, you know, I would love that shirt or a pair of pants or something or shoes. And so now you're picking up entities from buying things that are secondhand. So not too good. So back to you.
Yeah. I could see especially shoes that people are walking in them and all the heaviness of their, you know, weight is in them. So yeah, I'm sure the new shoes are great. it's okay to get some new shoes every now and then and some new clothes. Good idea. Okay, this one says, I purchased the Earth Transfer Clearing a long time ago, and then just recently they put their son in and they're asking if that's okay. I know that the new Earth Transfer is a clearing that only costs, I believe, a penny.
Yeah, it's okay to put your son in there if your son has a clearing. That's what it's designed for. You cannot put your son in underneath your clearings because your son isn't you. So everybody who does a clearing would need to do their own particular, you know, put your name in and do it for yourself. Back to you.
Okay, this is a good question because I just had the same thing and I noticed and I believe that I had the same thing going on. So this one says, I purchased the unlimited self-empowerment, which is an option when you buy it, but when I use the code, it says on the top 6-week empowerment, that's what shows up. Is that just written in the thing, but if you buy it unlimited, you have it unlimited, right?
Yeah, that is correct, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so that one just, yes, that's unlimited. That's interesting because when I just pulled it up, I saw the same thing, and I was like, oh, I thought I had some unlimited. Okay, so thank you, listener, for writing in for clarification about that. Okay, let's see here. This one says, on numerous occasions with different hosts, listeners have called in with problems related to finding themselves in crowds unexpectedly or having to attend a class reunion or some sort of event that they couldn't get out of. I heard of this command at least 2 years ago listening to a live broadcast. It goes like this. I command my spirit to shrink my aura to my skin. Ron commented at the time that the command should work if your spirit had enough juice and you were doing the mind to heart drop and be here now. From my dark side practices in the past, I knew that your aura had to be out there for anyone to read or influence you for you to transmit an intention. So the command seemed spot on. I spent a lot of time in coffee shops and other places and have used this command to keep my private space private. I also use it before sleep. It really tones down the static noise. Fantastic. So I think a lot of times we just say, I command my body to shrink wrap. But this one says, I command my spirit to shrink my aura to my skin. They're basically the same thing, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, it works. Yay! I had to do it a couple times this weekend, too, Ron, while we were at the conference. You know, when all of a sudden, you know, there's a lot of people around or, you know, you're just at a conference. So you know, there's just going to be a lot of people around. I would do it and I would feel better immediately. It was really good. All right. Well, thank you, listener. And they wrote to us blessings. So thank you. Blessings to you as well. Okay. So again, if you're new to the show and you want to start using that, you say, I command my spirit to shrink my aura to my skin, or you can say, I command my body to shrink wrap. Okay. Wow. Ron, we have this one. It says, details from brain rejuvenation healing, and it looks pretty detailed, but you know what? I'm going to save it for Friday night because we just have a few more minutes to go, so I'm going to try and find a shorter email, but thank you, listener, for writing all that in, and then it'll be something that Ann can read on Friday if she wants to, or possibly Saturday. Okay, eliminating alien attack. Under choose timeline, all four boxes are checked already when one logs in. Okay to run all at once.
I think it'd be okay if they're already pre-checked, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so that's for the alien attack. If they're already pre-checked, then just leave them that way. Awesome. Okay. well. Ron, when do you want people to send you the $20 donation by if they want to do the call on Saturday?
Yeah, I can start now and just put in the subject box that it's, for the Saturday 1 o'clock special call. Or you just put in, bone marrow call, and then we'll get you the codes out probably on Friday night, Saturday morning. So back to you.
Okay, great. So one person writes in, and we'll just say this too, but they were saying that they felt that the energy had been heavy, and they feel it is getting better. And it made me remember that this weekend at the conference, one consistent listener has been doing a lot of healings, and he felt a little bit tired. And he was wondering, why do I feel kind of tired? And I believe, Ron, that you said, well, maybe you're running the healings, but you don't need them anymore so much. So if that's the case, it's okay to slow down and maybe wait till you feel a calling that you need them. How would you know, Ron, if you're, doing too much or?
Oh, boy. You'd have to just kind of feel what the clearing is doing for you and maybe just slow down, or not do a few for a while and see if, those clearings are really needed right now. So I guess it's about that time, Michelle. So let's do the Mind of Heart Drop, everybody.
Okay.
And remember, we have the call coming up this Saturday, 1 o'clock Pacific, a $20 call to help you out. So here we go. Just say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Great. So thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And again, thank you, listeners, for listening. Bye, everyone.